Rob Gronkowski, live from
his garage.
Garage, maybe? Yeah, I don't know where he was. That
closet,
was a
bathroom.
A microphone. You know, you got enough money, Gronkowski. You could buy a microphone and maybe a mixer. Rob Bradford sounds better than that, and he's Rob Bradford.
Ouch.
Do you think Gronk sets it up himself, or he has somebody help?
I wouldn't be shocked if he just talked right into his phone, you know? Like, that sounded like a guy talking into his phone, like a voice memo.
I'm not even
and
sure
not even
it was
that good.
No, it wasn't that good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did maybe a podcast like, yesterday on my phone, and it was better than that.
That was, you know what that sounded like? The old laptops with the built-in microphones?
Yeah.
Like he was talking into one
yeah,
of those.
It was terrible.
That was really
and
bad.
Doesn't he do it
Gronk
every
has
week?
Like a 2005 laptop. Yeah. And he's just...
A 2005 like Dell laptop with like a built-in.
Shot at Dell.
Well, you know, that's what it was like back in 2005 with the built-in microphone. And, it, you know, if you're trying, it's fine if you need it for certain things. If you're trying to do a hit on a big show like the Kay Adams, Up and Adams show, which I believe is what that was, not great. Anyways,
I was gonna say focus on the content
of that
wasn't great either.
Was interesting. He will pick up the phone, he will answer the phone if the Jaguars call. If the Jaguars call him, it would be, I think, at the end of the season. I don't know if they're going to make a decision like that in season. That's one part of this that I think people are like jumping the gun on, is that, well, you know, if someone gets fired here, they're going to bring in Bill Belichick. Usually when a coach gets fired, they bring in an interim coach who's on the staff already. That's usually how that goes.
Usually.
Right.
But as I looked up, the great Don Coryell did it 4 weeks into the season for the Chargers in 1978.
Okay, so in 50 years it happened once.
You don't think Bill's a little different than every other guy that's on the street that's almost ever been?
He's different. He is Bill Belichick.
He's already running with the quarterback.
No one
there.
Wanted him when they all could have had him in the last offseason, by the way. But yes, he is Bill Belichick.
Okay, things change.
What's changed?
He looks younger. You said his eyebrows have changed. He's
shading
funny.
His eyebrows a
He's
little bit.
He's joking around on TV. He doesn't look like the a-hole that Robert Kraft may or may not be making phone calls around the league to
okay,
tell
people
he was.
Okay, he's been in the NFL as long as Don Coryell. Everybody knows who Bill Belichick is.
Yeah, but he was
is.
An a-hole.
Right, I'm
when
saying.
You weren't coaching, like, he was an a-hole to a lot of people, right?
I don't think him having a podcast with Matt Patricia is suddenly going to change everyone's mind about what
no,
kind of guy
McAfee
he is.
No, but McAfee and Manningcast has helped a little bit.
You think? With,
yes,
with
I
NFL
do.
Owners?
I do think it's helped a little. Absolutely.
His Maybe, stock is definitely up.
I you think so? You are underestimating
yeah.
NFL owners and their simplicity. I really
I think
do.
You're underestimating how well they all know him already.
Yeah, and I think they thought they knew who he was, and now they're like, oh, maybe he was like that because he was our competition, because he was the gruff this, he hated Robert, whatever,
just,
you can talk yourself into it. I agree, just how he was. I think this is a fabrication, but he's doing a good job of it, in my opinion. So you don't take into account what I said yesterday, this idea that one of them might get the, well, if I wait till after the year, I'm going to be competing, and there's going to be other interviews, other teams, other firings. If I do it
and we
first,
need to jump on Belichick
I can
now.
Swoop right in and get him now and start the process. Bring Josh McDaniels with me. Bring whoever with me. And I don't know if Jacksonville.
Eight teams changed. They got new coaches this year. Eight teams.
Yeah.
That's a lot. I mean, that's, you know.
Guess what? There's going to be a lot this year, too.
Okay, but that's
like
a quarter of the league. And
every year
there's
going to be
one
six.
Interview. There was one team that wanted to even
yes.
interview him, Andy,
yes.
let alone offer him a job. And
mm-hmm.
they didn't offer him crap.
Okay.
So I don't know. I just that says something to me. That says to me that his stock's not very high in coaching circles.
Wasn't very
Maybe
high.
As a media member, they'd like him, you know. And when Rex Ryan started doing ESPN, people thought, "Oh wow, look at Rex Ryan. He's not getting any coaching jobs. He's not getting offers to go coach these teams."
Are you comparing Bill Belichick and Rex Ryan
in terms of a coach turned media member? Yes.
How many rings does Rex
How many
Ryan's boat
interviews
have?
Interviews did Belichick have? No one cares
one.
About that, Ryan.
One.
I don't know why I called you Ryan. Andy.
Who the bleep is Ryan?
Well, you said Rex Ryan. I was thinking Ryan. But
he just called me Ryan.
Yeah, I don't know why.
It's
Either way.
Hurtful, I think.
You're talking about these rings like they matter. That didn't matter to anybody last year
oh, so they
in the
don't
offseason.
Matter.
No, they don't.
Okay.
To NFL,
so he's
to
the
NFL
same
teams,
as every other
they don't
coach.
Care. No.
You really don't believe teams care.
How many rings does Harbaugh have? They hired him in L.A. They didn't care about rings. If they cared about rings, they would have hired Belichick in all these other places. Whoa. They didn't care about
Wait.
That at all.
Harbaugh's coming off a national title and has been to the Super Bowl.
Ooh.
I mean, that doesn't matter.
Nick Saban came off a national title, coached the Dolphins, and he sucked.
Jimmy Johnson got a pretty good gig in Dallas for a national title.
Okay, like, fine. What's Dave Canales coming off
That's what
off
people
of?
Look at. They look at national titles. They look at success. They look at those things.
What's Dave Canales coming off? What's Raheem Morris coming off of? What are all these other coaches
Raheem
who got
Morris
jobs
is
in
coming
the past year?
There's different ways to get to guys, but if you don't think the rings matter and people look at Belichick as a championship
builder. It
didn't
matter builder, last year. That's all.
Just
when
like Brady was looked at as a championship quarterback. The rings matter. The ability to put teams over the top matter. That is the perception. Not for everybody. Mm-hmm. Some want to go young. Some want to go system. Some want to go defense. Like, there could be different.
I'm surprised you're still fighting this battle, honestly.
No, I think Bill's going to coach next year. I do. And I think he's going to coach this year. I do think there is a chance of
you
that.
You think a team will fire their coach and bring him in? I think there's a
chance. Because I see all these debacles. We went over these debacles earlier when we were doing the teams, when I was doing a great job in the spin zone of looking at all these teams that had crappy situations.
Proud of himself.
I thought I was really good in that segment.
I know. You've been really patting yourself on the back for 3 hours.
How long do I have to wait to get the ratings back from that specific segment?
I don't know.
Can you remind me? I want to know.
I saw him in the hallway.
Ken, can you give me the quarter hour spin zone on October the 2nd? Keep that just ready. I'm going to need an Excel spreadsheet.
It's like, oh, I'm checking it right now. It's actually, it broke the machine. It was so high.
But no, I think there's going to be openings that you could beat. It's like the midseason trade. You trade for somebody that's going to be a free agent. It buys you the opportunity to negotiate with them before they hit the open market.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy the opportunity right now to have Bill Belichick on your staff.
Yeah.
There's
value
in that to me. I don't know what snarky thing you're
He was
say.
An unrestricted free agent, Andy. That's what I'm going to say.
Off,
he was an unrestricted free agent.
Coming off a horrific
He's
season.
He's still coming off the horrific season. That
no,
was his
not.
Last season.
People forget very quickly
I don't know
the
about
specifics
that.
Of ugliness.
And it wasn't just one season. It was four ugly seasons.
People forget very quickly. I don't think you're giving that the proper due. I really don't.
They forget quickly
Short-term
when it's a guy
memory.
Who's maybe not 73 years old also.
Okay.
That's another part of this.
I think the age is the biggest factor here.
That's a big factor.
I think it's the biggest.
Okay.
Because he's going to be the oldest coach in the history of the league the second he signs with somebody.
Right.
And
it's not
a
long-term solution for anyone.
But I also don't know what people believe. Like, all these guys are old, right? Like, Robert said...
Robert's old, yeah.
Robert compared Bill to... What's his name? The rich dude. The guy who... The guy who's like the richest dude in the world that has the mutual funds. Why can't
Warren Buffett.
Warren Buffett. He's like, he could be
right.
Warren Buffett, and Warren Buffett's like 89 or something. And he's like the smartest guy in the world, right? Everybody in the investor.
What is Warren Buffett? How did he make his money? I don't even know.
He's just been an entrepreneur his whole life.
Just an entrepreneur?
Yeah.
And he eats
stock
the same
market.
McDonald's every morning. He has two orders. He alternates. He gets one if the stock market was up the previous day and one if it was down, depending.
Warren Buffett eats McDonald's every morning?
Yep.
Yeah, he has like a super strict schedule. Like, you wouldn't know he's a billionaire.
Didn't that guy do
like
that for that
car.
Movie and like,
he passed away.
He got sick.
Yeah.
But like, he only gets hash browns on days when the stock market is up or
but
something.
That guy
like
ate
that.
Every meal at McDonald's.
Yeah.
For like a month or something, right? Wasn't that what he did?
Yeah, it didn't go well.
No.
And which is understandable.
I mean, it sounds okay, but you know.
I
every
get
day,
sick of it.
I get sick of everything, eating it every day for a month.
I get sick of eating out every day. Like sometimes when I go on vacation or I go like on a work trip and you eat out every meal, you're like.
It's every restaurant.
I don't really want to eat out anymore. Yeah, because I end up getting the same thing or it's too much or it's over the top. I kind of just want to go home and have a sandwich or something.
Let's go to the phone. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. People,
let the bitching hour begin.
Oh,
the 603
it's begun. Believe me. Let's try Charlie, who is in Southie, with a thought on Belichick. Go ahead, Charlie.
Hey, how you guys doing?
How you doing, Charlie?
All right, so, okay, I think there's a lot of blame to go around on this, right? Bill has blame. The Kraft have blame. The pettiness of it after last year with all the stuff that went on with that series of shows was ridiculous. Let's concentrate on now and what is today. So I was thinking about this, guys.
Mm-hmm.
So the Patriots, the number one thing that is their problem, if you guys agree, is the offensive line, right?
Agree,
yes.
So... Okay, so let's just say for talk's sake that they get the number one draft choice. So there's that you would know better, Andy, than anything. So the kid down in Texas right now, right? He hasn't given up a sack or a pressure, right? He looks like he's going to be a stud. We draft him number one, right? Okay, so that's the starting.
Mm-hmm.
Then we go down and we get. I've been going through the free agents. The kid from Kansas City, Trey Smith. The offensive guard, right?
Okay.
So we take him as a free agent.
Like
there's
it.
Two. Then there's one more free agent guard. I can't go through the list. But then you have your offensive line. You get T. Higgins in free agency. So now you've got protection for the next quarterback, correct? And then we actually have a team we can believe in. We have the money for that, right? We have the money.
Oh, they got the money for it, Charlie. They got the money to do that
right?
Three times over, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks for the call. I agree with you. I think that, you know, you want to start plotting out what the plan is to fix the O-line. I think we all agree it's a lost cause this year. But they are going to have a real serious step-by-step plan Bs and Cs and Ds and all of that. There's the LSU kid I know is a big
Will
hot.
Will Campbell, yep.
Yeah, big
Texas and LSU
prospect.
Are the two top 10 prospects at tackle.
So, okay, and that's who you want to target in the draft. That's fine. line. I don't know who the hot wide receivers are. I know Texas has a couple of
Arizona.
I think Notre Dame has a big wide receiver. I forget
Travis
what his name
Hunter.
Is. Travis Hunter's obviously still out there. There's going to be options for you, and we all know what the team needs. And I also feel like in terms of like guys like T. Higgins and these other wide receivers, there's a lot of them who are supposedly up next year.
Yeah.
But these guys don't make it to free agency most of the time. Like wide receivers very rarely do anymore.
Now.
And you want to do it, you got to trade for them. So we'll see if that ends up working or not. I don't know. But it's a situation, I think, where there's no one right answer.
Well,
you're going to have to do a lot of things to fix this.
Also think the caller's plan, he was talking about guards and guards. Like, one of the big things they need to do is figure out which of this group that's here is, you know Mike Onwenu is staying.
Yep.
Andrews is probably going to be back for another year, but I'll be honest, I'd have another center ready to go.
You probably should, yeah.
And then you need to figure out, is Cole Strange done? Is Cole Strange going to be back late this season?
He's going to be back very soon, I think, right?
Maybe. And is Laydon Robinson a part of the future? Is Caden Wallace a part of the future? Don't you have to self-scout the guys you drafted this year, Elliott Wolf? And I need you to self-scout him, Elliott Wolf, with an honest eye, not a protective eye.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you to say, well, we're going to play Caden Wallace because I drafted him, and damn it, I'm going to be right. No, no. I need you to figure out, can Caden Wallace play? Can Laydon Robinson play? Can Cole Strange even play?
Cole Strange was at practice today.
Yeah, no, I know.
Yeah.
I don't have much faith in
Cole
Strange. I think it was
just conditioning. I don't either, really. But
unless you look
at this offensive line, all of a sudden, Cole Strange looking pretty good.
I want him at fullback. I've said it a million times. That's where I think he could have a future. But they need to scout those guys. We know they need a left tackle. They do not have a left tackle on the roster.
And Cole Strange isn't that either.
No,
so, yeah.
But the rest of the holes, you might have some of those guys. Maybe Cole Strange moves to center.
Yeah.
Maybe he's the backup center for David Andrews.
I'd feel better
year.
About him there than
I probably would too.
You know,
a little light
than a fullback.
He's a little more sand in his pants.
Yes, I'd agree with that too. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We see your calls lined up. We'll get to them all right after Brian Frazoco tells you what's trending. Again, fantastic work there by Brian Frazoco. Recapping what has been a tumultuous offseason here for the Boston Bruins as it pertains to Jeremy Swayman. The rest of their offseason, as we talked about with Scott McLaughlin here at 4:30, the rest of their offseason was pretty good, pretty universally praised. You know, everybody was happy about the offseason. The last missing piece here was bringing in Swayman and finding a number with him. But everyone all summer said, no big deal. They'll get there. It's all good. Vibes are fine. Everything's fine. And if everything is not fine, everything's about as far from fine as you could possibly
expect.
Nothing is fine. And he's not starting the year. He may not play at all. He may take an entire year off. And it seems like this has become more than just business. It's now very, very personal. And neither side seems to be in the business of taking that last step. You know, right? It really just comes down to one final step. And that step involves saying, you know what? Okay, I'm going to give a little, you give a little. We get to the number in the middle, and that's it. And neither side wants to do this.
And I also wonder, this kind of flew over my head a little bit.
Hey, you're short. It always does. Everything does.
Your words, not mine.
I just beat you people to it. I love the business side of it. You think everybody involved in this still loves the business side of it?
No.
Doesn't feel like it.
Probably not.
I feel like I'm kind of done
Neely
with the business.
Happy.
No.
Cam Neely and Don Sweeney seem like broken men in that thing.
Which, if both, you know that whole theory, like if both teams hate him, then he was probably fine.
Right.
He probably at least sucked equally or whatever. If both sides are upset, doesn't that mean they're kind of having a normal negotiation?
Yes, except for the fact that it's been made so public. I think that's made it
by
abnormal.
Both.
Yeah.
By both sides.
That's right, but that's made it abnormal.
Okay. So you're both upset. You both have done things that in the end you probably might regret you said you did along the way. You have missteps. How about we just sit down and get to the point where, I don't know, you play hockey, we play hockey, and we can go try to win a Stanley Cup. $4 million-ish that we're apart?
Yeah, about that.
Okay. $4 million over how many years?
8 years.
Like, we can figure this out.
Should be able to.
It just doesn't. It doesn't seem that hard, and you both are businessmen. Now, Cam, why don't you wait outside? Because you're a little angry, but just have Sweeney handle it. If Swayman wants to be there or not there, like, I don't know. It just now feels like, and I'm with Scott, it should be done. It shouldn't be that hard.
Right.
Like,
I'm begging for breaking news today. You know, like I started the show saying,
come on,
anytime this week, anytime in the next couple, before the season starts, is what my preference would be. At least you can get them out there with a fighting chance to knock it off to a terrible start. But I mean, you wait a month into the season, a month and a half, all of a sudden you're hovering around December 1st, and that's it.
And I am a a skeptic in all of sports, like Montgomery. Did he have a bad year because he signed late? I think you could probably tie the two together somehow.
Maybe, yeah, you could.
I don't know. It might not. But, like, we've talked about these wide receivers that often held out in the NFL. Seems like generally there's hamstring injuries or something. They don't have a great year. They get off to a slow start. It's really, really hard, almost regardless of the sport and almost regardless of how good you are, to skip the steps in the process and just kind of show up and be dominant and be as good as you can be. So damage is being done, my friend. Right? Like, this is hurting the Bruins and it's hurting Swayman.
Yeah.
He's not going to have as good a start to this season, in my mind, regardless of what happens. He's not going to be as good and as ready and as productive as he could have been otherwise.
Yeah. Agreed.
So everybody's getting hurt. You're getting hurt financially. You're taking potentially a good competitive year away from the Bruins. You're going to take a good competitive year away from your career where you might, like, we're all being dumb.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like.
I still side more with the Bruins being dumber because they had a great goalie situation and fumbled it. I mean, that's really what happened here. Swayman did less fumbling, I'd say, than the Bruins. Swayman got an offer he didn't like and maybe is holding out a little bit on what he feels he deserves, and that could end up fumbling this one season. The Bruins fumbled an entire maybe future of the organization. Like, you know what I mean? That's different to me. I think that weighs heavier to me.
Also,
than one season from Swayman's career.
Since I feel like I need to retort with a shot at Swayman.
Go ahead.
Because you keep taking shots at the Bruins
I
and
do.
Puffing up Swayman. He went to Maine Business School.
Mm-hmm.
So when he went to arbitration, he had a business background.
Yes.
So he likes business. Why didn't he like arbitration? Isn't arbitration business? Shouldn't he have been like, oh, that was a good point they brought up about me. They just cost me $500K with that point. Do you love business or was it personal?
That was before he took the classes.
No. No, he had already taken some in Maine. So, like, he's a bit of a fraud. He's a bit of a phony. You're not as good as you think you are. You're not the businessman you think you are.
He didn't have to go to those
arbitration
hearings.
You're not baby Trump or baby Warren Buffett like you think you are.
I think he expected him to go differently.
You're a goalie. Show up, sign your contract, get paid a boatload of money, and stop pucks.
Yeah.
Simple.
Bruins just got to offer him the contract.
No, you Jack
Wagon. That's all they got to do. Jack is in Boston. Go ahead, Jack. Speaking of Jack Wagons, go ahead, Jack.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Jack.
I guess a couple of different thoughts on the Swayman situation. One of which is that I totally agree. The Bruins just totally screwed up their goalie situation, trading Allmark. But you basically traded a Vezina Trophy winner. So Swayman had the best year. If I'm Swayman, I'm sticking to my guns. I'm holding out for $10 million. Basically, these guys, your professional athlete, you make your money when you're playing. And I also wonder, too, whether Swayman really wants to be in Boston long term. I've heard rumors that he actually has a preference to be in Edmonton. I wouldn't be surprised as a result if he basically says to his agent, look, we either hold out or let him trade us somewhere. We go somewhere for a year, and then we sign the contract that we want. Edmonton would love that guy. They have so much talent on the offensive end.
He'd be great.
He'd make up for the deficiencies they have on defense, which is also why he's worth more than $8 million for the Bruins. Because, truthfully, let's just be honest with it, Charlie McAvoy has not lived up to his contract.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you could debate that. I think that McAvoy has played well. I mean, his contract's a high one, but you know, he's early on into it, and I think he's played well enough. I don't know. I mean,
I don't think he's lived up to his contract. I would agree with the caller.
Fair enough. I mean, listen, that's a dive into the details and the stats and all of that on a defenseman, which is not that much fun.
When Scott brought up, like, the deep analytics of goaltenders, I was like,
my eyes,
I don't go
over
to PFF. I'm certainly not going to the deep analytics of goaltenders.
I was like,
yeah, no, not doing
what
it. Sorry.
What does that mean?
Nope.
But the other point there, first of all, a sentence you don't hear very often, he'd prefer to be in Edmonton. It's not something you ever hear anybody say. Edmonton's like the Oklahoma City of Canada, so I'm surprised.
And he's not Canadian.
To hear that, and he's also
Alaskan.
Right. He's from Alaska, which is kind of like Canada, but it's not. He's a freeborn man of the USA, and his father is from Brooklyn, I think. Like, so his family's, you know, very, very much like lower 48 American. So either way, the situation right now, I think, in terms of other teams maybe making a play for him, there's a small collection of teams that even could. I've asked around about any of these guys. You're hearing anything about these other teams, and the one name I keep hearing is watch out for Anaheim. Anaheim has the space. They have a ton of space. They're not very good, but they may be looking at Swayman as a potential building block for them going forward. And that's what I think another aspect of this is. He's a building block. Like, I think a 25-year-old, soon-to-be 26-year-old goalie who is not asking, I mean, he's asking for 10, but you'd imagine would come down to 8, 8.5, which in 4 years, halfway through the contract, is not going to be very much and is not going to be considered very much to the other goalies and the rest of the NHL. You have a chance at securing
Depends
that.
Depends how he plays.
Fine, but I also think the market's going to keep going up. It's not going down. Is the
sure, point. But if he stinks and he's on his third team.
Well, sure. All right, fine. If that happens, then it's all moot anyway. But
oh,
like,
but that's impossible because he's the great Swayman.
I didn't say it was impossible.
Down to his greatness.
I didn't say it was impossible. There's nothing in his career so far that indicates he's going to suddenly suck, unless you're seeing something I'm not in your advanced analytics.
No, I think he was really good. Well, I did dive a little bit. I actually dove deeper than Scott, and I found some stuff.
What'd you find?
The bottom.
His actual save accounted for.
Yes.
Over on replacement goalie.
But on Tuesdays, actually. It was weird. If you went by day, it really changed.
Yeah, those Tuesday goals. Walter is in Worcester. Hi, Walter.
Guys, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
You know, I'm pretty good. I think I come down largely on the side of the Bruins. But look, the bottom line is this. They started this off on the wrong foot because you don't trade away Allmark if you don't have Swayman locked up. And on the other hand, I got to see the other side, too. Swayman sounds to me like he's a little butthurt. He said he loved the business, but then when he got in the middle of the business, he cried a little bit.
Yeah, he did, Walter. I got to let you go because it sounds like you're on the wing of an airplane. But I think that...
I like Walter's call. Good call, Walter.
It was good. I mean, the Bruins have botched it. And yeah, I mean, for all the love of business that Jeremy Swayman has here, he's looking at it as his business, right? Like, this is my business. I'm going to treat it like myself and my self-worth. And athletes are doing that now. I mean, that's nothing to be surprised by. Everybody's looking at themselves as their own little LLC.
Does he have a logo?
That's the way it is. I don't know if he does.
Does he have, like, merch on a website somewhere?
If he does, I haven't seen it, but if he does, I'll buy some.
I hope not.
I'll be decked out in Swayman 1 gear for the rest of the year.
That would actually be a good bit.
It would be, The big one. Sway 1.
You brought up Anaheim, and a texter did say this, 617, because I was thinking this. He's from Maine. I think he would prefer to be in Boston. Well, he's not from Maine, but
he went to Maine.
He's from Alaska, went to Maine, plays for the Bruins.
Yep.
You think he wants to go play in Anaheim? Just because the money might be smidgen better?
Yes.
Okay. That's a fair answer.
Would you rather be a young, single professional athlete in Los Angeles or Boston?
I play hockey.
I know, but...
I think I'd rather be in Boston.
I think I'd rather be in LA.
I think there's a more passionate hockey fan base in Boston.
That's true, and maybe that's something he cares about. But I remember when I was covering the Manchester Monarchs, right? They were the AHL team for the LA Kings, and these guys could not wait to get out of Manchester and go to LA. I mean, that's, you know what I mean? So it's different, obviously.
Manchester's
not Boston. I understand. And by the way, I love Manchester, the great city.
Say you've taken shots at Maine.
It was not me taking shots at it. I'm telling you what the Monarchs were
saying.
Don't
drive north.
This is what I was saying.
Manch
I love
Vegas.
Maine, too. Manch Vegas is great. I worked up there for years and years and years, and I interviewed a lot of these guys, and obviously you're getting called up to the NHL, and so that's exciting, but you're going from Manchester to LA as a pro athlete. Like, I mean, come on. There's a reason why in every sport, you know, people are more likely to sign in LA or sign in Miami or sign in these other places. It's not fan base aside. Like, that's just a lifestyle choice.
The intern just popped in here and told me Swayman's girlfriend's from Leominster.
Well, there you go.
If that helps him stay here.
I bet she could go with him.
Yeah.
Just a thought. If he signs, I don't know, a $10 million a year deal with Anaheim.
Like, now, Jeremy, I'm not leaving Leominster.
Los Angeles Leominster.
I'm a Leominster girl.
If he signs a $10 million deal and goes to LA.
And is a male, Ark.
So he's a guy, yeah.
Yeah, that was
sounds
weird.
Like the aunts on The Simpsons.
Which is cool. I mean, whatever.
I'm a Leominster girl.
Whatever.
Whatever.
What were you saying? Just move on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's probably just...
Well, move on then. What were you saying?
Oh, I was just going to say, if he signs a $10 million deal, no offense to his girlfriend if she's listening, he may decide, you know, why don't you stay in Leominster? I'm going to L.A. with my $10 million.
Maybe. I don't know.
He might have some opportunities out west.
I mean, I would imagine probably.
Yeah, because he's clearly not loyal.
Great point, Stiz.
You know what I mean?
Carpetbagger.
Enjoy
L.A.
Get out of here.
Bruins aren't being loyal to him either.
Does anybody else get this passionate tie he has to Swayman?
Yeah. You should. I mean, it shouldn't be hard to figure out. Unless you just love siding with the boss and the corporation and all that all the time.
No, I just see objectivity.
Which seems like what
I
you're
see
doing.
Facts. I see facts in front of me.
Okay.
I see overinflated views of oneself. I see.
So you don't think Sorokin should have made 8.5?
And I also believe that.
Let me just ask you that. Do you think Sorokin should have gotten 8.5?
Sure.
Or 8.25 or whatever,
whatever
it is.
But I'm not talking
well,
about
what's
that.
He ever
I'm
achieved?
Talking about this negotiation where you clearly, I believe trading Ullmark was a sign of investing in Swayman. Without the contracts not signed, it's
yeah,
not
that's
the final
a
deal.
Lovely gesture, but he wants money.
That, and then I think the next gesture was, we would like to do a 4-year deal. You want an 8-year deal. We'll do an 8-year deal. We're even going to take our number north. And you keep
our
saying...
Our pathetic number.
No. It's not pathetic anymore.
When it was 625, that was
it
pathetic.
It may have been pathetic in your mind, but we've gone north
I think
on
also
years.
Also Jeremy Swayman's mind.
We've gone north on number. What the hell have you done, Swayman, to negotiate? Hey, Mr. Businessman, I know business. I love business. You think you're the king and you hold, like, you're the big pile at the table that goes all in? You're going to bully the table? You're not. You're a good goalie,
he's come down to 8.5, which is what Sorokin got, and I think is very reasonable.
Maybe
he's a little less than that.
We're not totally sure.
That's what reports have said. I'm just going by what I'm going by with the mixed reporting.
There's high eights, low nine.
Okay.
Is still out there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure how much he's come down, Mr. Business.
If he started at 10, then coming down to low eights or mid eights is coming down substantially.
Or nine. He's only come down $1 million, and they've come up $1.75 million.
Yeah, or if he was ever even there in the first
right?
place.
And they've come up 4 years. They how many did he come down in years? Nope. So you
no,
tell me years are important.
They agree.
I come up
according
in years.
To Freeman, they agreed on the 8
right.
years.
But you tell me years are important. I come up in years. Okay, so we've agreed. Now you tell me you won't come down for money. You think you who are you Michael Jordan? You just cold all the cards and you write the check.
Well, if he wanted $10 million and he's at 8.5 now, or even
we don't
nine,
know.
Then he has
or
come
nine.
Down.
One, and I've come up 1.75.
All right, well, we're believing the reports about the Bruins and their offer. We can't believe them about Swayman, too?
We can believe whatever we want to believe.
Whatever suits our argument at the time.
It's called talk radio, baby.
It's true.
Let's do it in the bitching hour.
Fine, but I'm choosing to believe all the reports here. You're being one side, not the other. That's true. You're taking the Bruins' word on their offers and not Jeremy Swayman's.
No, I'm taking a variety of reports and words, and I'm kind of melding them together to figure something out.
To fit my argument.
Maybe.
617-779-7937. Let's go to Chris in Maine here before the break. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, how are you?
Good, Chris.
I was gonna tell you,
yeah, Chris, we're going to have to put you on hold there because that is a brutal, brutal phone you're working with.
Is
up
it?
There
is it any worse than Jonathan Jones' phone?
It was not worse than that,
okay.
But it was about the same.
But he's
and
a
unfortunately,
player.
Chris, you don't play for the Patriots, so we're going to have to let you go. Thanks for the call. You can call back tomorrow and give your take. I'm sure we'll still be talking about it. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Odds and Ends next. Time for Odds and Ends, brought to you by Cars for Kids, the easiest way to get rid of your old car. Donate today. Your car can be picked up tomorrow. Donate now at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K and the number 4. Odds, ends, what do we got here, Andy?
So let's take some odds on how the Patriots season ends.
Okay.
See what I did there? That's professional.
That's pretty good.
I know I'm new to this, but that was professional.
Oh, yeah.
That was good.
That was like some 10-year copywriter type stuff.
I'm
right
like
there.
Leaping
yeah.
Lenny Puffo, patting myself on the back.
Leaping Lenny Puffo? Was that? He's an old wrestler,
the professor,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Randy
yeah, okay.
Savage's brother.
Randy Savage's brother.
I believe so.
Was Leaping Lenny Poffo.
I believe they were brothers, yeah.
Okay.
In real life. I, mean.
I like when that was like built into their names, like Leaping, you know? Like that's his big
oh, yeah.
thing. He was leaping a lot, so
yeah.
they call him Leaping Lenny.
He had verbs as part of their names.
Right.
So do you know
Lenny.
What the casinos and books are saying? The most bet unders for win totals in terms of tickets placed. You know who leads that?
Say it one more time.
Most bet unders
mm-hmm.
in terms of win total for the,
for
season,
the whole season
NFL in tickets placed.
The Dolphins.
Nope, Dolphins aren't even in the top three. Number
really?
Three is the Steelers. People are taking the under on 8.5 wins.
Okay.
The Bears, 7.5 wins, under is the second most bet.
Got it.
And your New England Patriots at 5.5 wins.
Wait, it
under.
Went up?
It did. It went up.
How'd it go up?
I don't know, but I placed a bet.
After they won that first game, probably it went
I
up.
Went
yeah,
to my
right.
FanDuel app, and I placed a bet on the under 5.5 wins.
Okay.
So
is
I'm
this,
in this
as of this week? It's at 5.5?
Yeah. I believe as of right now, it's still as
wow.
of
wow.
Check your FanDuel app and find it. You might want to do that while
yeah,
I talk.
Yeah, maybe I will.
I will say their schedule looks
did
a little easier
guys not
now
watch
than
these
it
last
did
three
at the
games?
Beginning of the year.
And their team looks worse.
True.
Schedule may look easier. Roster looks worse. So, therefore, losses are coming.
But those Miami games, the Tennessee game, even the Rams game looks easier. I'm not saying they're going to win them, but don't they look easier than they did a month ago?
Yeah. You can still lose them. You know
still
what
can.
Looks harder? the offensive line blocking for the quarterback without David Andrews, for example.
Yeah, but we knew they would suck no matter what.
Yeah, we didn't know how much they'd suck. They suck more than we thought. You know who leads most bet unders in terms of handle? The amount of money invested. Third, Chargers. Under 8.5 wins. People aren't believing in Herbert and Harbaugh.
That is an updated number. Over 5.5 wins for the Patriots on FanDuel is +104. Under is -128.
You going to do a little something-something?
On over?
On under.
At -128, there's no juice there.
Bam. The handle for the Patriots
It's probably a winner, but I'm not, like, jumping on -128 for that.
Oh, you think they're going to win six games?
I mean, probably.
What a homer.
They'll probably hit it. No, I'm saying.
You're
going to
pick them again this week, too?
No.
Homer Arcand?
I don't believe I am, but I think that...
Lesson learned?
I do think they're going to come in under 5.5. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying there's not a lot of juice in the bet.
Yeah, but you still win.
Right.
Don't you want to win a...
Yeah, but when I'm doing futures bets, I like doing outlandish, you know, $1 to win like $600 or something.
So you just hand the money to the book.
Basically, yeah, that's what I'm doing. If I'm gonna do a bet like that at -120, I want instant gratification. I'm not waiting the whole season.
So you liked my bet on the 0-17 Patriots?
Yes. Yes, that's a bet. That's
and
a bet
I can tell
sink
you,
my teeth into.
If they go 1-16, I'm gonna be pissed. I am gonna be legitimately pissed. If they lose 16 straight after upsetting the Bengals as a 7.5-point underdog on opening day, Andy going to be cranky come January.
Yeah, I think that's probably on the table. You know, I'd say that's on the table. 1-16.
They could win this week, and they'll be 2-3. Like, it changes so much week to week.
I know.
Now, I don't know how they'll handle it. You know, I their emotions and dealing with wins, I think, is part of this. Even though Gerard Mayo said the way they won the first week was never sustainable anyway. They need to score more points. They're not going to dominate games like that. The other thing I wanted to get to, we didn't really read it here. I know it's probably been trending. The injury report continues to grow.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's long. And
it's
I know
long.
Some of it is a technicality because they brought back Bourne and Mapu, and those guys are on here, right? Like, you can see Kendrick Bourne, Mapu. Who else is on? Taki Taki. But... did not practice. David Andrews going to IR.
Yep.
Kyle Duggar. Oh, I don't know. He's just a captain now and one of your more important
All
players.
All the captains are getting, they're dropping like flies.
KJ Osborne. Kind of a popular target at times for the passing attack that doesn't really have popular targets.
Yep.
Jabril Peppers. Oh, I don't know. Your other really good safety for a secondary that is giving up chunk yards and pissing us, making Ty Law angry more often than he
not
wants
that
to
other
be.
Thing you said. Yeah,
nope,
definitely
not that other thing. And Caden Wallace, who we just talked about as your tackle. None of those guys practicing. Oh, this is great. Dolphins stink, so we'll be fine, right? We'll look right past them.
Yeah, I think we can look right past them, although I still think you might lose to them, even if you want to look past this matchup. And honestly, this isn't even a game I want to watch. Like, watching the Patriots and the Dolphins this weekend is going to be a chore. Like, I think it's going to be like a trip to the dentist.
So you agree with me that if they both agreed to it and would just take a scoreless tie on their record, we could just skip it, call, you know, everybody can save the trouble.
I'd be fine with it.
I would be, too.
I'd be fine with it.
I have a post-game show that starts at around 4 o'clock. So
I feel bad for all the vendors and everybody working at Gillette. You know, they're going to have to miss a day. But
what,
like,
if each team just promises to chip in whatever it costs?
That would
$500K to each.
Yeah,
and pay
those guys. Robert can't afford it. Of course you can.
Give them the day off. Let them enjoy. I think it's going to be decent this weekend.
You want to win the fans over? Cancel the game.
Yeah, cancel the game. Let the vendors give them their pay anyway. Let them go to the beach. Tell everybody to go have a party. Enjoy a food festival. Pick pumpkins like Stiz.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do jack-o'-lanterns this early?
No.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Do them later on, yeah, if we ever do them at all.
So, what?
Well, George is only two, so it's not like...
give him a knife, let him carve.
You know, like, that's the thing
for
the kids,
help him,
mostly.
But it's a thing for kids. He's old enough.
He doesn't sit still long enough to give a crap about a jack-o'-lantern.
No, that's why you have to probably do it, but he'll think it's cool when it's dark and it's glowing on your front deck.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, your front steps.
Maybe.
What do you mean, maybe?
I don't know. He's not out in the front yard that much.
I think it's bad parenting if you don't do a jack-o'-lantern with your son.
That's bad parenting?
Absolutely. I mean, it's not the all of the bad parenting. It's just one minor example.
Yeah. You're going to call child services?
You're really not going to do a jack-o'-lantern with your kid?
We'll probably have some pumpkins out. I don't know if we're going to do a jack-o'-lantern.
I've never seen Hart so baffled before.
Well, I think it's the holidays and traditions.
Yeah,
Stiz,
it is.
You too, though.
Yes, I am. Yeah.
You got excited with the Christmas tree last year.
Yep.
And you made me think of this because for some reason last night on the 1st of October, you did a jack-o'-lantern.
Yep.
30
I carved
days early.
The original Halloween movie pumpkin. Yep. And Andy convinced me to get a real tree. It was all up in arms that I was going to possibly not get a tree because I was a single man and convinced me to get a tree.
You got to go real. Please tell me you're a real tree guy.
I got a fake tree.
No,
Here we go. It's going to be a rough couple months.
Ken, I don't think this is going to work. We might need to go in a different direction.
I only like real trees, you guys. I'm a man's man with my tree.
Exactly. Smells good.
I cut it down myself. Wait, you go over and you buy it from a Boy Scout and you act like you did something. Who cares if it's real or not?
We go out in the field, we pick it, we tag it, we cut it down, we do the whole thing.
Really? You go out there with a chainsaw?
I usually let the kid do it now.
Okay.
Get a little old for that. I don't need to be crawling around under a tree, cutting a tree down. You give the kid $10 and cut it down. Perfect. Boom. Back in the car. You carry it, too. Throw it in the back of the truck. You know, wrap that, bundle it, too, please.
No mess with the fake one.
Yeah,
and
smell.
The lights are built right in.
You
can get something that smells. Plenty of joy.
No. You make a night out of it, though. I will give Andy that.
Yeah. You do. It's multiple.
Eggnog.
It can be a full day because you go get it early,
get it.
Then you bring it back. You're supposed to like let
we
it
grew
adjust.
Up getting real sit, trees let it in fall. My house, but I so far haven't had the motivation to do it myself. When we lived in an apartment, there was no room for it, and we've only had this house a couple years, and it's just, you know.
A couple years. Haven't gotten around to it yet. The kid a couple years.
Yep.
And kids like Christmas. The kid will like going to get a tree. He'll like putting it up.
He doesn't give a crap about any of that. It's a fake tree or a real tree. He's not going to care.
Oh,
he doesn't know.
Care.
He's too.
The smell. He's going to be like, Dad, that smells good. That smells like nature and man.
I feel
Christmas.
Like you haven't had a two-year-old in a while and it shows.
Nah, it's been
a while.
13, 14 years.
Yeah. I don't know what very sentient two-year-olds you have. My guy's just running around the house.
Sneaking a big word in again.
Yeah, anyway.
Was that felty? Is that the word?
Fealty,
which isn't that big of a word. Anyways, speaking of big words, here comes John Lyons coming your way with KJ next. A full four-hour show from 6 until 10. We will be back tomorrow on a Tom E. Curran Thursday, and we'll talk to you then at 2 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your night, and keep it right here for KJ and Lyons. That's coming up next right here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. Bye.